Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Minecraft Short Stories Podcast. And this week, I have another story written by me. I did not make a title for this one. I just forgot to. So if you guys want to mention a title, you can send it to me through my website, minecraftshortstories.com, link inside the description. And while you're there, you could support the Minecraft Short Stories YouTube channel by subscribing. We're almost to 100 subscribers. And 100 subscribers, I'll have Grayson on the show. Grayson has not been on since around the beginning of the podcast. So, if you want to see that happen, go subscribe. But right before the story, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The story does not have a name. Past the bubbling lava, through the festering Hyphae forests, in the basalt dunes lies a structure, towering and gigantic, ruins composed of black stone and ash. In here lies endless twisting hallways, rubble and rooms, all converging into one point, a lava-filled chamber. The ceiling is strung with chains. In the center presides a guarded island. On the island is a glimmering sword, glinting and flashing with enchanted flames, ancient and powerful. Patrolling this bastion roams the piglins, covered in gold and wielding swords. Lucas equipped his armor and sheathed his sword. He opened his bag and placed some pork and carrots into it. He faced a portal near him and walked into it. Lucas had been preparing for this adventure for many months, gathering resources and crafting essentials. He was going to the Nether to reclaim something he had lost. A sword passed down in his family from generation to generation. This sword was rumored to have near unbeatable strength, and was made of the purest diamond. It had been stolen by the piglins when the sword was taken to the Nether on an escapade into the Crimson Forest. Lucas had to reclaim it. It could not fall into the wrong hands. The Nether shimmered into existence. Through the purple haze of the portal, Lucas stepped out a bit dizzy. Lucas lifted his head and surveyed his surroundings. He had come out in the Nether Plains, an expanse of netherrack going on for hundreds of blocks. Lucas unsheathed his sword and stood prepared. The only creatures Lucas could see were far-off piglins, just wandering the plains. They should not be a threat. Lucas pulled out the map he had been composing for the last month. After talking to numerous librarians and cartographers, he had mapped the area he was in and found the spot where the sword had gone missing. There was only one piglin settlement anywhere nearby, and it was a bastion. A daunting task for a single player, but failure was not an option. Lucas glanced once more at his map, then headed up and to the left on a direct path towards the bastion. The map was not very filled in, so he was basically on his own for navigation, until he was closer to the bastion. The Nether Plains just kept going. There was nothing to look at. The only thing Lucas could do was just keep going. Occasionally he would stop and check his map or eat some pork. But his only goal right now was to just get to the next biome. Finally, over the plains, Lucas spotted the top of a warped Hyphae tree. In another minute, he had entered the blue biome. Almost immediately, Lucas spotted the tall, slender frame of an Enderman. Before he could look down, his eyes caught the Enderman's. With a shriek of anger, the black phantom teleported. Lucas gripped his sword tightly. Suddenly, from behind him, Lucas was struck. The blow pushed him forward and he landed on his knees. Lucas jumped up and whipped around with his sword. The Enderman was about to teleport again, but right before it did, Lucas's blade crashed into it. With a flash of red, the Enderman teleported once more. Lucas sat tense and ready for a minute. Has it gone away? From behind, Lucas was struck with enough force to knock the sword out of his hand. The blade thumped onto the soft netherrack. Lucas stumbled forward and grabbed the blade as the Enderman struck downwards again, only to be blocked by Lucas's sword. Off balance, the Enderman was easily finished by Lucas. Lucas leaned down and picked up the pearl that dropped, stowing it away in his satchel. The cyan of the warped Hyphae trees were quickly replaced by the red of the crimson trees. Lucas was in the biome the diamond sword was lost in. Lucas checked his map. He was close to the bastion. The crimson biome was much brighter than its blue counterpart, as everything seemed to give off an unwelcoming, harsh red light. Strewn across the floor were red mushrooms. Towering crimson trees made up this ethereal forest. In front of Lucas strode a large piglin with a golden chest plate, leggings, and boots. The piglin saw him and grunted in surprise. Lucas realized he had forgotten about wearing gold armor, so piglins wouldn't attack. The piglin saw things wearing iron and diamond armor threats. The golden piglin in front of him stepped forward, raising its broad gold axe. Lucas tried to escape by sidestepping the piglin, but the piglin was surprisingly fast, and it delivered a smashing blow with its axe. Without his armor, it would have been much more than just hurt a little. Lucas stumbled but recovered. The piglin readied its axe again, but Lucas didn't give it the chance. With some quick sword work, the piglin died. Lucas grabbed the golden leggings it was wearing and put them on. If he didn't anger the piglins, he should be fine wearing this. The crimson forest grew warmer and warmer as Lucas approached the basalt deltas. Lucas saw the heat first. Large plumes of smoke rose above the fungal trees. The air was shimmery with heat. Up ahead, the tree stopped. Lucas walked out of the forest and saw before him a biome made up of large spikes of basalt, looking like giant teeth. On either side of this biome were lava lakes. The only way to progress was to brave this. Lucas clambered onto the first basalt pillar, and then onto the next. Small pools of lava dotted the numerous crevices in the apocalyptic biome. One misstep may send him into one of these pools. The journey was tough, but Lucas finally made it to the base of the bastion. Lucas was wondering how to enter, till he saw a ruined section of the wall with ample space to make an entry through. Lucas climbed through and saw only a narrow hallway going both left and right, for as long as he could see, though only by infrequent soul fire lanterns. Lucas chose to go right and started walking. The hallway continued for a long time, till it turned away into a different one, and he met no one. Lucas turned the corner and came face to face with an armed piglin brute. The brute snorted at him angrily and looked at him, then it saw his golden leggings. It turned away with a dismissive snort and continued patrolling. Lucas hurried away quickly, couldn't take any chances. Lucas met similar reactions and attitudes in the next little while going through the corridors, but he met no opposition. Finally, he turned down the hall and came into something that was not a corridor. It was a small room with a balcony that looked out onto the lava lake near the bastion. In the room were three piglins, who didn't even glance at him as he continued on. The next room held some chests. What if the piglins had stored the sword on one of them? There was no way to be sure unless he checked. Lucas crept toward a chest near the left of the storeroom. He creaked it open and got a glimpse of some gold, an enchanted gold sword, and some books, till he had to whirl around and block the attack of an enraged piglin brute with his sword. The piglin brute snorted with fury in his eyes. It snorted louder, and another piglin brute emerged from the doorway to the next room. Lucas finished off the piglin who had attacked him and took a wallop with his gold axe. The second brute raised its axe and hit Lucas as he recovered from the previous attack. Lucas's armor couldn't withstand these attacks for long, not to mention Lucas himself. He dodged and brought his sword down. With a squeal, the piglin flashed red. The axe came down towards Lucas again, but he jumped to the side and the axe hit the floor, unsteadying the piglin. Lucas struck it once more and finally vanquished it. Lucas, breathing hard and tired, stepped into the next room. This room was like the last one, filled with chests, except this one had a doorway opposite the chests. Lucas peered through the doorway and saw a gigantic room. He was near the ceiling, and large amounts of chains were dangling and swaying from the ceiling. Holding onto the doorway and peering down, Lucas could see a lava lake with one small basalt bridge leading to an island in the middle. Lucas squinted and could make out something glinting in the lava's light. Or maybe it was glinting with enchantment. Excitement swooped in Lucas. He had found it. Now all he had to do was reclaim it and return home, a hero to his family. Lucas made his way quickly through the winding hallways. It was like a maze, and it took Lucas a long time to find his way to the correct doorway across the bridge. Two piglins stood in front of the door. Lucas passed between them. They had seen his golden leggings, but they grunted their suspicions. They made his way across the bridge, the hot lava heating the inside of his armor till it was almost unbearable. He made it to the island. Now, where was it? A large number of barrels overflowing with gold and iron were scattered around. Then, on a black stone wall, Lucas saw the sword. It was nestled between an enchanted gold sword and a netherite sword. It glowed with enchantment. It glimmered even brighter than the other enchanted sword on the wall. Lucas lifted his fingers up and grabbed the hilt. He carefully lifted it down, not that he would be able to harm a diamond blade. As Lucas held it, a cry of outrage erupted around him. Lucas turned. He had to get out of there. A crossbow arrow hit him in the shoulder, deflected by his armor. Lucas rushed to the bridge. Already, on the other side, the piglins had assembled to apprehend him. Lucas was stuck. He couldn't go forwards, backwards, or stand still, because a crossbow would knock him into the lava. Lucas took the risk. The only way out was to go forward. Lucas ran as fast as he could without falling into the lava. The piglins on the other side had trickled onto the one-block bridge. Lucas took the diamond sword and struck them. The piglin flew back a lot farther than usual. The sword must have been blessed with knockback. Another piglin started to duel with Lucas. Before the piglin could attack, Lucas swung his sword and saw the blade cut the piglin's armor to shreds easily. Sharpness must also be on this blade. Smashing through the last of the piglins, Lucas ran blindly through the corridors of the bastion. Finally, he found the normal exit out. Word had not spread throughout the piglins yet, so he kept the sword concealed and was allowed to leave. Lucas clambered over the basalt pillars as fast as he could, then sprinted through the crimson forest. He finally rested and ate some food in the Warwood Forest, before continuing on and returning home with his family heirloom. Make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel, and I'll see you guys inside the next episode.